A Council of State member, Nana Kudria Kese, has suggested to government to ensure that the compulsory retirement age of 60 for public servants is not extended. Nana Kudria Kese is also the Oyokohene and Adontehene of the New Drabin traditional area in the eastern region have observed that the situation whereby retirees are given extra years on contract due to experience does not augur well for younger graduates to become employable to earn a decent living. He made a suggestion at the annual conference of the Controller and Accountant General's Department held in Kofodia. Here is a report from the Eastern Region.
The annual conference brought together key staff of the Controller and Accountant General's Department from all the regions in the country. It was to deliberate on issues, update themselves, and develop strategies to improve upon the public sector wage bill. The Oyokohene and Adontehene of the New Drabin traditional area, Nana Kudria Kese, tasked CAGD to find best ways to eliminate bottlenecks militating against the smooth running of early payments of workers, citing the delay in payment of salaries and allowances of nurses and teachers as examples. He tasked them to streamline the system to facilitate early payment of workers to ease workers' agitations. The Deputy Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Atto Forsen, tasked them to use the power vested in them to inspect the books of ministries, departments, and agencies in their jurisdiction to help eliminate ghost names to save the country's money. The Acting Controller and Accountant General, Grace Adroy, said to reduce delay in the release of pay slips and payment vouchers, its printing has been decentralized to the regions. This measure is to help employees to rectify anomalies on their pay slips early. Madam Adroy said an e-payroll and e-voucher systems have also been introduced for government employees to know their pay before going to the bank through specialized access codes from CAGD through computers and mobile phones. The Eastern Regional Minister Helen Ntoso called on employees who have grievances with regards to the single spine pay policy to follow due process for redress in order to build a strong pay policy for the public service.
That was a report from the Eastern Region.